Allison Cunningham, thanks for joining us. This marks the 10-year anniversary for the Freeman Stage. How did the venue start a decade ago? What did it look like?
The Freeman Stage at Bayside, its first season was in 2008. So our founder, Michelle Freeman, the wife of Josh Freeman, who the foundation is named after, you know, asked our executive director, you know, what she thought about the possibility of creating this community stage where performances could happen and what she thought that might look like. And so in the spring of 2008, the Freeman Stage debuted, and it was what it was for the last 9 years, a small wooden stage, pavilion-like or gazebo-like, where we had everything from national recording artists to tribute bands to local musicians come and perform on that stage. And that first season, we had 13,500 patrons visit the Freeman Stage that year. And then accelerate to 9 years later, and in our ninth season, we had over 62,000 patrons visit the stage. And this year, we have a different stage at the venue. It's a larger, more industry standard stage. We tore down the old wooden stage last fall, and the feel of the venue is a little different this year. But what people can expect definitely has stayed the same. It's inviting. You know, it's for everybody. We hope that parents can bring their kids and grandparents, and but really, you know, the looks might have changed. Who you might see on stage might be a little different, but the magic we think that happens on that little slice of heaven, as we like to call, is still there.
So you tore down the old wooden stage, the original stage. Was that kind of bittersweet?
Absolutely. When the stage was first conceived as an idea and put into motion, I don't think any of us could have imagined sort of where we've come, you know, where, how far we've come, and, you know, how big of a impact we have on the community and how much people love and enjoy it. So it was a little bittersweet to see the little wooden stage get torn down. But this is, you know, a little step into what the future might hold for us as an organization. So it was exciting all the same as well.
What does the next 10 years look like for the Freeman Stage, if you can look that far?
Yeah, I think, you know, we are in the process of, we do have a future plan for, as an organization, and that would be the Coastal Arts Pavilion at Freeman Park, which is a different venue, but still offering the same experience for patrons in the community. It would be an outside venue still. It would still be located in the Bayside community. And one thing we deal with the most is just the lack of space. We're a very small piece of land. And so the next iteration of the Freeman Stage at Bayside would be Coastal Arts Pavilion at Freeman Park. And we're excited, you know, for that future.
And is there a timeline on that move?
Not at this time. We're still really conceptual at this point, but we do hope to launch a capital campaign this fall. It could be a 5 to 6 year project, but it's not definite just as yet.
So that will allow you to hold more people, maybe bring in bigger bands.
Conceptually, it's about a 4,000 seat venue, which is a little bit less than double the amount of people we can hold now. So absolutely being able to bring more people in, being able to seat more people does offer the potential to bring in larger acts.
So obviously in Delaware, Newcastle County gets big name bands and, you know, medium name bands as well. And then you have Firefly in Kent County, which can bring in some of the most well-known musicians, even worldwide, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, bands like that. And in Sussex County, it's been kind of hit or miss, right, in terms of being able to attract big name bands. But the Freeman Stage is kind of held in there. What's made it work?
You know, I think Michelle Freeman, our founder and president, her thought was that this was Sussex County, and this little, and Southern Delaware was an arts desert, so to speak, where the opportunity to see arts performances, to see whether that's, you know, plays, musicals, or musicians. We didn't really have that here, and, you know, we would have to travel to more metropolitan areas, whether that's Northern Delaware or, you know, even Philly and Washington, D.C. So I think that one of the reasons we've maybe been able to excel, so to speak, is that people in this area crave that. They pack the kids up after dinner and come down and see a great performance. And I think that's really why our patrons have continued to say, yes, this is what we want.
So looking at your summer lineup, it seems like the stage wants to appeal to fans of maybe even the last 50 years of music. You've got 90s favorites like the Wallflowers and even Blues Traveler, and a band that's close to my heart, Trombone Shorty, a modern New Orleans jazz artist, is coming later this summer. Does the Freeman stage have a certain kind of act you try to book? It seems like all these acts are vastly different.
Yeah, that's part of our mission, is partnering to present memorable arts performances and inspired arts education for all. And for all is not just who we're offering it to, but who we're bringing in for them to see. We want to make sure that we have unique and diverse arts experience for people to experience. And it's not just country. It's not just classical. We are offering a wide variety of musicians. We've always, I think, been pretty diverse, but I love the fact that this season's schedule really is, hits a lot of gamuts that maybe we didn't in the past, and we're asking them to take a chance maybe. You might not have heard of Trombone Shorty before, but we can guarantee you that it might be one of your favorite performances of the summer. So,
are there any local acts or regional acts that are hitting the stage?
We do have two locals under the lights night. This season, where local acts or up-and-coming artists are able to submit an application to be one of the four acts that perform on the same stage as Tedeschi Trucks Band and Blues Traveler. And so those performances are July 27th and August 10th.
Is there an act this summer that you're most excited about?
I'm really excited for it all, obviously. I think personally, maybe because of some nostalgia, Blues Traveler, I'm really looking forward to. Definitely somebody I remember listening to growing up, so I'm excited for that one.
I can just hear it now, that harmonica just
yeah.
Go into town.
Exactly. So,
Allison Cunningham, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It was great.